Rescue efforts continue in Florida as Ian now drenches much of the East Coast. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. In Northport, Florida, the water continues to rise. Rescue calls coming in as many as 500. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
National Guard, as well as Fish and Wildlife, a number of private citizens, too, loading up their boats, going out to try and help people. These houses, really, one after the other, have just become little islands, about chest high, 4 or 5 feet height of water. First responders are joined by a lot of people who are just bringing their airboats, bringing their private boats to try to help out.
Fox Weather reports Northport got 19 inches of rain in just more than 2 days. 14 miles of Interstate 75 had to be closed from Northport to Englewood when a levee broke and the river overran the highway. Coastal islands in South Carolina also hit hard by Hurricane Ian. 7 Americans were freed today from Venezuela in exchange for the release of 2 nephews of President Maduro's wife held in the United States on drug smuggling convictions. Fox's Eric Sean.
Venezuela releasing 7 jailed Americans, including 5 executives of the oil giant Citgo. They were snatched during a business conference that was held in Venezuela in Caracas in 2017. They were held there for nearly 5 years.
The swap, a possible gesture of goodwill by Venezuela's Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. A teenage girl crashes her pickup truck in Uvalde, Texas, while smuggling migrants into the U.S. Fox's Matt Finn.
We have an update on a horrific deadly crash not far from here in Uvalde. Texas DPS says this week a 17-year-old girl from Austin, Texas, had 9 illegal migrants from Mexico crammed into her pickup truck when Border Patrol pursued her. She ran a red light and crashed into a semi-tractor trailer, which then hit a third car.
The driver and 1 passenger were killed, 10 others injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number 1 cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It seems many Hispanic Americans feel strongly about abortion, and they are inclined to vote accordingly.
According to a survey from My Faith Votes and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Hispanic evangelicals have renewed commitment to pro-life policies. The survey shows 66% of Hispanic evangelicals support abortion only in the case of rape, incest, or saving the life of the mother, and nearly the same as all evangelicals at 67%. NHCLC President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez says the tipping point for Hispanic evangelicals is having no tolerance for politicians who support late-term abortions.
Fox's Lauren Green. A new regulation goes into effect today regarding pregnant women in Poland. It requires information be uploaded to a national digital system. Women's groups suggest the regulation allows authorities to monitor pregnancies related to the country's abortion laws. The health ministry says it will help doctors treat patients by providing vital information quickly. In Poland, abortions are allowed if the mother's health is at risk or if pregnancy resulted from a crime. Multiple Washington, D.C. police officers are under investigation for confiscating illegal guns without making arrests. Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti III says 2 sergeants and 5 officers are accused of misconduct, taking illegal firearms from suspects, placing them into evidence, but not making any arrests.
That's just not the way that we conduct business here in the Metropolitan Police Department.
Conti says the investigation began when a community member made an unrelated complaint, leading to the discovery of a separate incident in which 2 cops had confiscated a gun from a suspect without arrest. The gun was put in evidence, but a written version of the occurrence didn't match body cam footage.
That's not the way that we train. It's not the way that I've been trained, and it's not what we expect of our members.
All seven are on non-contact status while the internal probe continues.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.